Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Janet Hale. Janet's the Undersecretary for Management in the Department of Homeland Security. And joining us in our conversation is Ann Altman.
Janet, although the Department of Homeland Security obviously has the primary responsibility for Homeland Security, there are many others, many other departments, agencies, organizations that are involved in that effort. Can you tell us a little bit about the relationships your department has created with both government agencies and other organizations to ensure the coordination?
Sure. Terribly important. We are the federal agency, but there are so many other of our partners, and this is a national issue. So if you think about it, you look through our federal agencies, Department of Defense, the FBI, the CIA, Department of Health and Human Services, as they sort of deal with the bioterrorism, and we have been a strong partner with their research and our funding of that. So I am tremendously excited about sort of the cooperation and the collaboration that we have with our federal partners. And even more so, if you look at where the true front line is that's our state and local partners. And we have had, I think, tremendous success in getting the resources, thanks to Congress, to be able to help facilitate and fund some of the priorities at the state and local levels. We're very excited about being able to try and move forward to one-stop shopping. Before, the federal government had money going from legacy FEMA or legacy justice programs or legacy someplace. And what we're trying to do is sort of be sure that we have state and local plans, that our resources get out to them in a coordinated effort, and so that we can sort of look at what are the priorities, where are the high threats, how can we be sure our resources are matching with our local expertise from our state and local. So the partnerships with the governors, with our mayors, with the National Guard, we have, I think, spent a tremendous first year continuing to build on that relationship. And then again, it is every citizen. I mean, we sort of, those that go through the TSA screening every day, I mean, it is a national issue that we need absolutely everybody involved in, and we are excited about the progress that we've made with our partners in this last year.
And what would you say are some of the challenges in the coordination across these many organizations?
Well, if you look at it, they too are struggling with this new mission post-September 11th. Interoperable communication, being sure that sort of funding, personnel, the ability to interact, being sure that they, like us, are establishing the priorities. Port security is hugely important. How do we move forward, again, with our partners in sort of any of those areas? Because, again, we don't know where the bad guys are coming at us next, and we need to be sure that we're prepared. They are as agile. We are coordinated. We spend a lot of time talking to our partners. We've just had all of the Homeland Security advisors for the governors in for 3 days to talk to our intelligence and infrastructure protection area with the rest of the department coming. Because, again, what we're doing and what they're doing, communication is terribly important. And what resources do they need? What information do they need from us? And how can we attack this from a national level, from all levels and all sectors?
Are there regularly scheduled coordination meetings with the various stakeholders?
We have, I think, in the infinite wisdom of the creation of the department, we have a person that reports to the secretary that is responsible for state and local affairs. And so they are in constant communication. Actually, there's a private sector liaison, Al Martinez Fonts, that has dealt, I think, with sort of the business community, trying to be sure of sort of how they can best help. What are our priorities? How can we help? Our science and technology directorate, the undersecretary, sort of what is the next generation of equipment, of technology that we need to do a better job? So our undersecretary for science and technology, undersecretary for our intelligence assurance and infrastructure protection, dealing again with their counterparts. So daily, hourly, that is the important part about having all sectors from the national perspective, whether it's business, private sector, federal agencies, state and local. We have had tremendous outreach to those people and will continue to.
We spent a lot of time this morning talking about the challenges that came from the transition and setting up, but shortly that will be over. And so I'm curious, what are the next wave of challenges that you're thinking about?
Again, what technology do we need? What's the next threat? Can we assess the threat? Can we be agile enough? Again, that's this the importance of our science and technology division. What technology is out there? How fast can we get it deployed? How do we move forward? So it is, again, continuing to be assessing the threat and being able to respond to it as quickly as we can. And so today's threat may be one thing, tomorrow's is the next, and that's sort of, again, the agility that we'll need as we move forward.
Janet, you've been in your position now 9 months. What has been the biggest surprise or surprises that you've encountered in your new job?
I'm not sure it's a surprise, but I would tell you I am tremendously pleased. If you heard anything during the debate, when you read the newspaper stories about the cultural barriers, and you started with the question about sort of the long history of these agencies, the breaking down of the perceived barriers in Washington and on the field, and the level of understanding of our agencies and what it takes to move forward is just really, I think, exciting for me. I have yet to find a cultural barrier that stopped us from moving forward because the mission is so critical and the employees so dedicated to it that we often check sort of those perceived issues at the door and are able to work through them. So I'm excited about sort of the level of serious dedication of our agencies and of our employees, and I expected it, and I have not been surprised.
You've had a long career in public service, and so I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone interested in joining government?
I'd do it in a heartbeat. No more rewarding opportunity. I think an opportunity to have greater responsibility earlier in their career. I worked for United States Senator Elizabeth Dole, who often said public service is a noble profession, and there is none higher for me. And I have loved each and every opportunity of it and would encourage anybody as a youth to think about this.
That's a good point to end on. I want to thank you, Janet. Ann and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your busy schedule.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I would just like to thank you and encourage any and all of your listeners that as they have questions about us, please contact our website. Be active and involved in their own participation in the national security of our country.
Thank you, Janet. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Janet Hale, Undersecretary for Management in the Department of Homeland Security. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and resources and new approaches to improving government effectiveness, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.